feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They sing
The doubled effort making Pandavas from abroad. The Pandav army, stand up. The double foreigners, Pandav army. Look, what is the speciality that is remembered of the Pandavas? The speciality of Pandavas that is remembered is that they became victorious when they took the father's company. By taking the company of the father of the Pandavas, they became victorious. Vijay. So Pandavas, remember your company of the father of the Pandavas, Pandavpati. You are with him and you are his companions. So what is your title? You are not ordinary Pandavas. You are victorious Pandavas. Whenever the name of Pandavas is mentioned, it is well known that it is the victorious Pandavas. So you are those same ones, are not you? How many times have you attained victory? You have been victorious many times and you will continue to be that many times. The gathering is good. Avyakt Murli, 28th October 2008. So who are we? Victorious Pandavas. What is the speciality of Pandavas? What is the speciality of Pandavas? God was with them. Then they had faithful intellect, Nishchaya Buddhi. Then Pandavas. Elders, which elders? Dhritarashtra. Let us revise Mahabharata today. First, all Pandavas, birth. How was the birth? The birth was divine. It was not ordinary birth. It was with the power of mantra. All the five Pandavas, and they were first, is they were five. They were son of Pandu. That's why they are named as Pandavas or Pandav Kumar or Kaunteya or Madreya. These are the five, four names. So, first speciality is their birth is not ordinary birth. Their birth is divine. So we are those Pandavas. Our birth is not ordinary birth. The birth itself is divine birth. The birth is with the power of mantra. Baba says you are mouth born progeny of Brahma. Not womb born. You are mouth born. Janma karma cha divya cha. Your birth is divine. As well as your life is divine. So Pandavas are those who are born by divine mantras. Yudhishthir is the incarnation of Dharma, or Arjuna is said to be the incarnation of Indra, Bhim incarnation of wind, Nakul and Sahadeva, they are the incarnation of Ashwini Kumar, the divine physicians. So they are the children of gods. So that is the first speciality of Pandavas. The second, they spent their childhood in forest. They lived a very austere life, a difficult life, difficult times. Their father died. So their childhood was in forest, away from the royal palace, away from the comforts, away from the opulence of royal lineage. So Pandavas are those who live a very strict life of penance, tapasya. That is the second specialities of Pandavas. Third, after the death of their father, Kunti, their mother, adopted Nakul and Sahadev, who were the son of their stepmother, Madri, who also died. So, and taking these five sons, Kunti arrived in Hastinapur. And right from day one, their cousin Duryodhan had problems with them. He was always at odds with Bhim and he would not like them. So, the five Pandavas lived in very, very unfavorable condition. Even in the palace, where Duryodhana plotted multiple times to kill them. So Pandavas are those who have the power of tolerance. They suffered a lot. Even though they were living in royal palace, but they were always the victim of Duryodhana's grudge or hatred. A very strong hatred. So, but they had this power of tolerance, and especially Yudhishthir. At one time, Duryodhana even tried to kill Bhim by throwing him, by making him unconscious, and then trying to throw him in the waters. But then Bhima came out, becoming all the more powerful. That's another story. So, they had to suffer. But they tolerated. Without revolting much. So that was their third virtue of Pandavas. Now, when they came of age, now it was a decision whom to be named crown prince. Since Yudhishthira was the eldest, he was named crown prince. But then again, Duryodhana had problems. So here also again he plotted against them. And that is the great story of Lakshagraha, where a palace was made in Varnavat, made up of lacquer, wax. But then, because of the intervention of sage and sagacious Vidur, the Pandavas created a cave, a tunnel, and they escaped. But then they had to live in disguise for so many months. So again, that's a sort of suffering. So Pandavas are those who live in disguise. And during this period, Arjuna and Bhima got married. Arjuna is a peerless archer. So they lived in villages as ordinary people. So Pandavas are those who have to undergo a period of living in disguise without revealing their identity to the world. But then there was benefit in that. So when it was, and here on another side, when Yudhishthira, when Duryodhan and other people hear that Pandavas are killed, Yudhishthira makes Duryodhana crown prince. But then when they hear that Pandavas are alive, so Dhritarashtra has to send them invitation and they come. But again this angers Duryodhana and he is not liking. Now what to do? Because Duryodhana has already been made crown prince, thinking that or assuming that Pandavas are killed. But then Pandavas are alive and Yudhishthira is eldest. So what to do? So now the fifth thing, the kingdom is divided in two parts. But the worst thing was that the best of the kingdom, Hastinapur, was taken by, was given to Duryodhana. And Pandavas were given arid and barren land, Khandavprastha. So Pandavas are those who, when given Khandavprastha, convert that Khandavprastha into Indraprastha. So that is the fifth speciality of Pandavas. They don't revolt. And how they do it? Because God is with them. Because Krishna is shown to be with them. So no matter what is being given to them, they have that special ability to win over any situation. So even though they were given Khandavprastha, they worked hard and converted that Khandavprastha into a matchless Indraprastha, which was almost similar to that of heaven or paradise. So that is the fifth thing about Pandavas. The sixth. Now, after having got Indraprastha, Pandavas are growing popular in public. Again, that is making Duryodhana very uncomfortable. So now the last plot by Duryodhana and his maternal uncle Shakuni, they invite Yudhishthira for the game of dice. And Shakuni has got special dice who do his biddings. They obey his orders. So again, Yudhishthira had this addiction of gambling. So it started as a game, but gradually it turned into a fierce game. Earlier, Yudhishthira loses one by one all of his wealth. When nothing is left, he puts him on bets and he loses himself. When nothing is lost, and then they say, the other group says, you have your wife. So even Draupadi was put on bets. And even when Yudhishthira loses her, she was ordered to be dragged to the court. And Dushasana drags him. And then she was ordered to be disrobed. But miraculously saved by Krishna, who gives her unending clothes. But then she is so angry that Dhritarashtra, fearing her curse, returns back everything. So the sixth part is this one game ends, but then Duryodhana invites them for another game and he convinces his father to do that. And then what is the condition of this game? The last game, that whosoever loses will go for exile for 12 years and 1 year incognito. 12 year exile and 1 year incognito. So again Pandavas lose and they had to go for exile. So the speciality of Pandavas is that they keep on going in exile. They live as ordinary life. And 1 year they spend in incognito. And the last thing, again when they finish their 13 years and they demand their kingdom, Yudhishthira is not willing to give them. Duryodhana is not willing to give them. And again the last attempt by Krishna as Shantidut to give them at least 5 villages. Those 5 villages are modern Panipat, Delhi and Sonipat and 2 more. But then Yudhishthira, Duryodhana doesn't listen. And then the last 18 days battle of Kurukshetra. And now this is the epic battle. And who was with Pandavas? Krishna. Again it is shown that Krishna is sleeping and Arjun comes, and even before him Duryodhana comes. Duryodhana sits near his head, near his pillow, while Arjuna stands at his feet. So, since they are cousin brothers, so they have to decide who will be on which side. So, Duryodhana wants it, his army, because Krishna had a very big army, 1 lakh. And when Arjuna asks just for Krishna, Duryodhana is happy. So, it is shown in the battle that Krishna would be on the side of Pandavas while his army would be on the side of opponents. And at the end, Pandavas win because Krishna is with them and everything is... Only 10 people are the survivor in the battle of Pandavas. 5 Pandavas, Krishna, Satyaki on this side, and on the other side, who are the survivors? Ashwatthama, Kripacharya and Krithavarma. 3 on this side and 5 on this side. So 9 people are the survivor. So here ends the epic battle of Mahabharata. This is complete Mahabharata in short. In 10 minutes. So here it is shown that in the battle of life, God is with them. That's why they are victorious. That's why they are known as Vijayi Pandavas. Had Arjuna opted for his army and not Krishna, probably they would have been losers. But, and they ruled for 36 years after the battle of Mahabharata. They ruled for 36 years and they had a very big and prosperous kingdom. And the last, the death, the return to the Mount Everest. Mount Kailash, not Everest, Mount Kailash. And it is shown that they are walking and one by one everybody falls down except Yudhishthir. The first one to fall was Draupadi. Why? Because she had excessive love for Arjuna. Even though she was wife to all 5, but she had excessive love for Arjuna. One. Then Arjun, why? Because he was a very proud archer. He even challenged Shiva and Hanuman. No, and he challenged Shiva, Arjuna, for archery once. Bhim was very happy killing. Not as his duty, but he enjoyed the suffering. He enjoyed killing his brother Dushyasana and killing his cousin brother Duryodhan. What about Nakula and Sahadeva? Nakula was proud of his beauty and Sahadeva was proud of his knowledge, intellect. He was extremely intellectual, though no such incidence is ever given. So they fall down and it's alone Yudhishthira along with 1 dog who reaches the heaven. But then when he reaches heaven, he finds that Duryodhana is sitting and enjoying heaven. He is shocked. What is this? Then he is told that first they also had some merits. So they are enjoying heaven. And he says, where are my brothers? And he's told they are in the hell. And he goes there and sees his brothers and his wife. And he's shocked. But then he's also bewildered or pained by the sufferings and cries of people who are in hell. And they are saying that we are feeling very much happy that you are here. And for their happiness, he decides that I will stay here only. He tells those guards of heaven to go away. And he has decided to stay permanently in hell, to give happiness to those people who are in hell. But then he was told that this is only temporary. And this was also a trick by Yama, because he had lied. And because of his lie, his guru Dronacharya had suffered when he had lied. Because of that, to know that suffering, he was sent to hell. And he is told that his brothers and his wife are already in heaven. So this is a game. This was just an illusion which was created. So if you see the entire Mahabharata, what are the virtues of Pandavas? First, divine birth. Second, tapasya, because they spent their childhood in jungle. The third, power of tolerance. They had to suffer all the time because Duryodhana and his maternal uncle Shakuni was always plotting against them, always siring new plot, hacking new trick. Then next, they had to go in disguise, again spend time in forest. See, their childhood is in forest. Again, here they are in forest, second time. And here Bhima is married to Hidimba, and that Arjuna is married to Draupadi. And here they are introduced to Krishna in forest. The next, again when they came back, what they got? Khandaprasth, not Indraprasth. But they converted Khandaprasth into Indraprasth. So Pandavas are those. So you will get any such department. So you have to convert that department into Indraprasth. So that is the speciality of Pandavas. The next, game of dice. Again they had to lose, because people would be against them. They are simpleton, but people are cunning. And they had to lose again. And again they had to spend 12 years in exile in forest and 1 year in incognito. Again vanva. And again they come back. And after coming back also, they are not given their kingdom back. Again, great fight that lasted 18 years. And one more, 18 days. And one more important thing. In that epic battle only, Gita was narrated. So God was with them. And the great sermonizer of Gita, the Gita was narrated in the battle of, just before the battle of Kurukshetra, Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra. And so many times throughout the battle, who was their guide? Krishna was their guide. So life is also like the battle of Kurukshetra, where Kauravas are standing in front of you, and they are more in number, while Pandavas are less. But in spite of being less, Pandavas are always supported, guided, led by Krishna, by God. So when God is with you, victory is guaranteed. When God is with you, nobody can snatch away your victory. And Pandava is so ordinary. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, who are you? Very poor. Who are you? Hopeless. Naumid. What you had and what deal you did? Such a great deal you did. While you are such poor. Impossible people. Asambhav. And you did such a great deal that you got God. And what you got from Him? Your body becomes healthy. Your mind becomes so happy. You get abundant wealth. For how many births? For so many births. And relationships. Everything you got. All the four things. You had no money. And yet Jagdamba, who is such a poor Kumari, becomes Dhanalakshmi. So, he is the Lord of the poor. So when God is with you, you don't have to fear anybody. When God is with you, You are victorious. So we are victorious Pandavas. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. The double effort maker making Pandavas from abroad. The Pandav army stand up. The double foreigners Pandav army. Look, what is the speciality that is remembered of the Pandavas? The speciality of the Pandavas that is remembered is that they become victorious when they look the father's company. By taking the company of the father of the Pandavas, they become victorious. So, Pandavas, remember that you are companion of the father of the Pandavas. You are with him and you are his companies. So, what is your title? You are not ordinary Pandavas. You are the victorious Pandav. Whenever the name of the Pandavas is mentioned, it is well known that it is the victorious Pandavas. So, you are those same ones, aren't you? How many times have you attained victory? You have been victorious many times and you will continue to be that many times. The gathering is good. Avyakta Murli, 20th October 2008. Om Shanti.